Hi everyone, Samian here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Steven, and he wants me to cover an article called "The Internet Wants to Talk About Toxic Femininity, and Gets It All Wrong by a Woman Whose Name I Can't Pronounce," which I've linked to in the description. I'll cover it in the first half, and in the second half, I'll discuss some new ways to red pill younger guys before they ever start dating. Now let me share a bit from that article, and I quote, "The overwhelming idea of toxic femininity in the wake of the Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial is that of a villainous woman leveraging laws and sympathy against men. It's high time we talk about toxic femininity," say many social media commentators about the case, implicating for some reason Jada Pinkett Smith too, and the whole affair. Comedian Bill Maher went on the air to deride the infamous Oscar slap as Smith's fault. "Alopecia is not leukemia. I blame toxic femininity," he said. Even Senator Ted Cruz was posed the following question on a podcast. The Women's March was this weekend. We're seeing women like Amber Heard, Jada Pinkett Smith, Meghan Markle, Kim Kardashian. Is it time we start talking about toxic femininity? The more recent conversations around toxic femininity seem to be coming from men's rights groups who have been keeping a close watch on the Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial. Amber Heard sobbing in the witness stand represents a red pill man's most cynical fantasies of womanhood, writes author Jessa Crispin. These reactions tell us the phrase toxic femininity itself is a rhetorical tool that undermines legitimate critiques of patriarchy and masculinity. Toxic masculinity lies at the heart of everything from wars, systemic rape, domestic violence, and sexual harassment. At the core of it, it's not only upholding rigid gender norms, but also enacting the suppression of women in feminized bodies. This use of toxic femininity is a reactionary backlash against feminist discussions of toxic masculinity, Hannah McKenna University of Melbourne lecturer in cultural studies told Vice magazine. If we're to talk about toxic femininity, therefore, men's rights activists cannot be the ones speaking, unquote. So that's a condensed version of that article. Most of it was just word vomit disguised as bullshit to baffle the brain, and basically sound smart. The only clarity in the article seems to come out when she attacks men's rights groups for using the phrase toxic femininity, saying that we shouldn't be allowed to point it out because if we do, then it undermines women's legitimate critiques of patriarchy and toxic masculinity. She's basically saying that when men speak about women's bad behavior, we're hurting them and we shouldn't be allowed to do it. You don't want to hurt women now, do you? So you better just shut up. I'll discuss more in a moment. But let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Me the Sandman. If you want to get your hands on this Thought Tears mug, then visit my Teespring store down in the description. You can also get your hands on the Cure for Feminism t-shirt and classic tank top. If someone doesn't like it, then you can ask them if they're being Islamophobic. I also have a Sandman t-shirt, and 25% of the sales proceeds go to the artist, as well as the classic Sandman sticker and mug. You can also get the entire Sandman collection through digital download or USB key if you want through email. Those are the sound files for the first 5 seasons of my channel, so you can have those to take on the go. Each season is $15. Finally, you can also talk to me via one-on-one coaching through Skype for only $45 an hour. My contact email and Teespring shop are the first links down in the description. Anyways, now back to men complaining about women being the closest thing we've ever had to male-owned group preference clown world show. We want to see Amber Heard suffer. Because Johnny Depp, for some of us, is our hero. We live with accountability in our lives, and we expect the same from women. After all, that would only be fair. This article is an absolute joke. She says that masculinity is at the heart of domestic violence. Really? How, when 50% of domestic violence is from women against men? Not to mention the emotional violence that men experience too. So is toxic masculinity the reason women hit and emotionally abuse men? Also, we have systemic rape. Really? In the West, of all places. She also says that toxic masculinity enforces rigid gender norms, which once again are gone for men in the West. I don't know what this author is smoking except perhaps her own belly button lint. Because the majority of men I know put way more effort into cooking and cleaning than women do these days. Child rearing, on the other hand, is still predominantly something women do. Because they see the joy in their faces while they're doing it. Also, masculinity is a reason for war. Really? War? If women weren't as materialistic and complained about everything as much, men wouldn't have to go to war in the first place to satisfy their unquenchable thirst for skirts and shoes. But I do believe that saying the phrase toxic femininity means you are actually shutting down women's ability to use that phrase, toxic masculinity didn't turn against you. That's why they don't like that language, because it takes their power away. You're playing their game and they don't like it. As men, it's not our intention usually to point out toxic femininity so women can't point out toxic masculinity. We do it because we want to enlighten other men about what's there that might destroy us. Plus, there's no way to separate the masculinity from a man. If you try, then you'll end up like that episode of Star Trek where the transporter separates Captain Kirk into two different men. One looks like he has toxic masculinity and the other is docile and feminized. And you can't separate the sensitive from the so-called toxic. Both are vital parts of being a male. But the wokesters sure are trying. The only way for women to win is for them to create a woke world where they're competing against what amounts to half a man. Toxic femininity upsets many men, and we then in turn dump it onto women. MGTOW is also the ultimate form of toxic masculinity for women because they can't argue against it. The opposite of love is indifference and not hate. You can't argue against someone that's gone quiet. All you can do is get even more toxic as a woman, as men ignore you. But the more you tell them what to do, the less they want to talk to you. As for Bill Maher's statement about Jada Pinkett, Jada gave Will Smith a look that meant, I'm gonna make you suffer after the Oscars are over. So he in turn got up and made Chris Rock suffer instead. It's part of this idea of transferring negative emotions from one person to the other. I don't know if Carl Jung or Freud spoke about this, but the more negativity you spread, the more dominoes throughout the world. Having a bad day and then dumping it onto someone else could cascade to a dozens of other people. It's probably the most cruel act you can do. Don't go around verbally abusing strangers because then the ripple effect could piss off thousands of people in just one day. Women have to get their toxic femininity out of themselves because if they don't, they self-destruct. But every time they do get it out, they destabilize society just a little bit. As for the second half of this video, I'm coming to this scary realization about the manosphere lately. After seeing images of a male teacher that identifies as female, wearing giant fake boobies while he teaches woodshop, here in Canada. Woodshop is supposed to be a masculine thing, and every time I saw him or they, whatever they want to call themselves, I kept wondering why they were using a table saw, because the fake boobies could get sliced and diced by it. Some people say he gets off by doing that, if he's even a he. Yet another teacher around here in Canada dressed up in a furry costume as a dog and taught class that way, because he identifies as a mate. Because he identifies as a canine. I've also been talking to some old friends' boys from the age of 10 to 15, and many of them have drank the woke Kool-Aid, and very few of them are actually masculine or have masculine energy. A few of them actually do. The woke leftist teachers seem to have gotten to too many of them when they're too young, and many will probably be virgins forever, and the black pill is thus on the rise. I've said many times you can't go your own way unless you go your own way from something. Guys that are sexually thirsty for life looking for a wife will never be in that position where they have an abundance of female attention. So they finally see how toxic it is and simply walk away from it. So how do we reach the young boys so they can get red-pilled about female nature at a very young age, instead of not developing masculinity? You have to speak their language. You have to get involved in making video game content or toy review channels. That way you can gain their respect and work in information about female nature in a very subtle way, so that the YouTube censorship doesn't have a reason to go after you. I'm planning a new channel around that, and it's only going to be one video a week. But that's more than enough, because I know I can easily get 100 to 200,000 views per video based on other similar channels that I've seen out there. I wanted to do Sigma content, but it's been covered heavily by others. The reason my channel took off in the first place was because what I was doing was hard and not easy. So if I want to succeed and carve out a niche again, it has to be difficult, and the quality has to be really good. All I can say right now is that I'm going to post a video a week on my Cool Buildings channel, with a K, and it'll pretty much involve Lego. The storytelling ability with the minifigures lends itself to creating crazy cat lady apartments, nightclubs full of Lego Friends characters getting their drinks from Lego Sims, and I could even sprinkle small bits of red pill information in here and there. So far I've spent about 100 hours sorting about 200 pounds worth of Lego. I've got about 25 to 30 video ideas, and at least 5 that discuss the darker sides of female nature. The only way to reach the young guys is to do it with content that appeals to them. There won't be any men going their own way in the future because there'll be more black pillars, scent going their own way instead. So why Lego? while I haven't been able to travel because of health issues, as well as the COOF sealing up the border from Canada without the jab, which has now changed, and not to mention the cost of hotels and rental cars shooting up through the roof. For $100, I can get about 15 to 20 pounds of Lego and have enough material to make 3 or 4 videos on average. So that's why. We have to get them while they're young, before they hit 20 and possibly shoot up a sorority. We have to red pill them in their formative years. I used to think that was a mistake, but the wokesters don't care. And they're doing that with regards to communism and other things to young guys right now, convincing them that they have internalized misogyny and toxic masculinity, and that they need to atone for the sin of being born a male. I'm already working away on the Lego and finding ways to work in female nature into it. I'll let you guys know more about it when the first one is ready. I'm in no rush and want to do it right. And once I'm done, I'm going to pretty much keep the same pace and quality going. So I need to build up a bunch of material before I start releasing it. I was having a coaching call, and it dawned on me to combine my love for travel, design, MGTOW content, and humor all into one thing. The purpose, of course, is to red pill the next generation in a covert way, instead of the way the leftists do it in the classroom in an overt way, with fake oversized double G boobs. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Steven for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that women hate it when we use their arguments on them and they want to smash our ability to do so through shaming language. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the women. They can call us toxic, but if we call them toxic, they complain that we shouldn't be allowed to do the same away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.